Guys, hello and welcome back. I'm Jojo Fraser. It's time for a Mojo Injection, episode 197. You are officially in the cave where we get very honest. And this week, we're going deep as usual. Hopefully something to think about, but we can have a wee bit bants together as well. That's what I love, guys. A wee bit bants. So it's great to be back in this space with you. Thank you for coming back. I love that you're here. I welcome you with open arms, with big non-stingy hugs, and just sending you my most posy, non-judgmental, open-minded, loving vibes, because you freaking deserve that. And I hope there's people in your life where you can show up fully as you are and be that crazy freak that we all love. I know you can do that, and I hope this encourages you to do that. So let's do it. Jump in. Okay, guys, lovely to have you back in the cave where we show up. We encourage you to be more compassionate to yourself. We keep it very real, probably too real, probably too overshare, probably a bit cringe, which brings us on to the subject. Cringe is over. Cringe. So a quote popped up on my Insta feed a few weeks ago from a guy called James McCrae, and it said, "Cringe is over. From now on, we're expressing our most heartfelt and nerdy thoughts and accepting each other despite our mutual weirdness and imperfections." Which is quite a nice quote for this podcast. It sums it up, right? And that's through Words or Vibrations. And I instantly gave him a follow because I was like, I need more people like James McCrae in my life. I need his inspiration. I found my mind naturally cringing a lot lately, and I hate it. And despite my best efforts to get back to that carefree version of myself, it's like a battle between my mind and my soul. I want to stay friends with my mind so that it doesn't piss off and leave me again, but I don't always like my mind. I don't like it when it judges. I don't like it when it cringes. I find cringing to be cringe. And people get so offended. They cringe so easily, right? And sometimes cringing can be a bit bants. But someone had posted on Threads, and I'm pretty sure my phone knows that I was planning to do a talk and a blog on cringing, because it said, list all the things that make you cringe. My initial thoughts were judgmental people who cringe all the time and spoil the fun of living. Yawn. But I scrolled through the list, and it said things like, when people say holly bobs, when a pregnant person says prego, the term for the win, and game changer, all what I eat in a day posts. I love a nosy on what people eat, as long as it's not like a lettuce leaf for breakfast followed by two tomatoes and a carrot for lunch and then half a chicken breast. I'm like, bleh. But I like getting inspo. Saying pub instead of bar, the expressions FOMO and bae, people who share how many days sober they are. Catty. Addiction is rough, people, I can imagine. People who say, I'll pray for you. Winning athletes who say, firstly, I want to thank my Lord and Saviour. The words toxic, gaslighting and narcissists, they are everywhere and so overused. I'll stop there, but you get it, right? What we cringe about varies, but how much does it matter? Because sometimes we carry around cringes. They're not even ours. Like, we pick them up from our friends or family. They say that, right? You can maybe be around a really negative person who moans about everything, and you take it, you take that energy in, you pick it up. Or you just, you know, you hear a story and then you start cringing. It's not even your freaking cringe. Own your cringes, people. I saw another post and I liked it. It was saying something like, when I first started my Instagram, I literally blocked everyone that I knew because I needed the space to evolve into something nobody expected of me. I needed space to be cringe, and I loved that. I was like, I need space to be cringe. You know, I find that I put my most cringe posts on channels that I think mainly strangers will see. I get it, right? I'm not telling you which channels they are, but I put my most cringe posts because I need space to be cringe. I think cringing can be a laugh, but I love to take the piss out of myself, and I love it when people share their cringe moments. But sometimes we cringe too much. Like, are we too in our heads? I would say at the moment there are days I am a little too much in my head. And I do think it is a safety mechanism to keep me grounded, but I still want to have fun. And sometimes we just need to tell the judgmental person in our head to back off. Like, do you ever think there's maybe some cringes you need to let go of? Like, for me, I'll never apologise for the silly things I do, as long as you don't hurt anyone. You can laugh at my dancing, my singing, playing, being stupid, goofy voices I do. You know, people, when I, back in 2006, I did the Worldwide Beard Challenge. I was taking selfies of the best beards around the world, and people were like cringing when I was asking for the selfies, and I don't regret that. I've got some amazing pics and I had so much fun. And but there's just a cringe for everything these days. And we live in a society that's like, oh, you get the ick. A society of ghosting. I love it. I heard there was a few posts I'd seen and it said, like, when you're ghosted, right? And then they come back for a nosy. It's no longer a ghosting, it's a haunting. Oh, I love that. I asked my kids what they think of the word cringe, and my 9-year-old son, who I want to eat, by the way, he said, calling people cringe is cringe. He said, we should just be ourselves. I was like, Fick, you are amazing. I fucking love you. My 11-year-old is probably like, cringe is basically you, Mum. Because, you know, when you get 11, 12, 13, anything's cringe. Going to the hairdresser's cringe. Asking for a specific thing is cringe. Like, everything is cringe, cringe, cringe. But my thoughts are we should cringe less and live more. We should share the cringes and laugh about them. It's more fun to meet a mate and share your silly things, as long as there's not personal information. But you can share things, silly things about yourself, rather than, it's more exciting. I'd rather tell the stupid things I've done than, oh, well, I got this award and I did this and did that. You just feel like a dick. I mean, you're not really allowed to sing your praises in the UK. People will just be like, go away. But what if it comes to what I've been calling a rock bottom cringe? Like, perhaps you have had far too many drinks and you did something so embarrassing. So embarrassing. I remember having Jägermeister. I'm normally like a happy, fun drunk. I don't drink loads these days, but happy, fun, but Jägermeister made me a bitch. I was so angry. And I'd been really, like, quite angry with the girl I was travelling with. Didn't hit her or anything, but I was just quite angry. And I remember buying her this beautiful ring with a green stone, like, the next week, saying, I'm so sorry for that night. She was like, you didn't have to buy me a ring. I was like, no, but I'm so embarrassed. Like, I was so angry. She said, I know that's not you. You were just wasted. I said, well, Jägermeister's one evil demon. I'm never touching it again. And I have since spoken to people that says, never drink Jägermeister. It makes you an absolute psycho. So I think what they do is they get a little demon in that bottle and you swallow it down. Even worse, and you know I can relate, guys, not to sound like a broken record, but stigma smashing I'll always try and do, but perhaps your mind stopped keeping you safe and you lack capacity for a period. Maybe some people loved that version of you, but others hated it. Maybe you're horrified or mortified for something that you would never do, so it wasn't even your fault, but it haunts you. You may be having the nicest day, then bang, your mind reminds you and the cringing starts. And that sucks. I personally think I need some kind of rock bottom cringe therapy. But I'm holding out for now because ironically, it was therapy that triggered me. And apparently some minds can't cope with talking therapy. So I was told by like one of Scotland's top psychiatric consultants. That info would have been handy. But when I last went for therapy last year, I was expecting, like, I went in and said, like, my life's great. These are, you know, all the things I should be grateful for. What the hell's going on? Why am I getting unwell? Like, help me. And I thought she was going to say, yes, this is what you need to do, and tell me off a bit and give me some tapping or whatever and this will do. But instead she was so freaking nice to me. She's like, you need to feel heard and understood. And I just couldn't handle it. I wasn't expecting that. I was like, oh shit. And then, you know, that's when the anxiety started. And that's when I went, oh, okay. My mind was like, I'm leaving you. And I was like, what? I need you, don't leave. And then I just, woo. And as I was saying, yes, some people may love the version of you that's cringe. Like, oh my goodness, there were people that were like, oh, you are hilarious. Or they'd be like, you know, I wanted to give away loads of gifts and people were loving it. I was like, take my perfume, take this. And I was going around the hospital and I was giving away stuff and I felt so nice. Like law of vibration, right? When you're up, you're more abundant. So I just wanted to give and give and give all my crystals and lovely notes to people. And I was just take my jacket off. I'd be bowing at their feet. Let me give you whatever you need. Running people baths, like, come on. I just so much love to give. Give, 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 give. Some loved it. Others were like freaked, like, go away. Go away. Run. I can't handle this level. I mean, the love that I felt, the levels of euphoria. And if I think you're great, I'm going to be kissing your feet. You're gold. I'm going to be worshipping you. Some will love that. Others will be like, ah, go away. All my spiritual chat, some would love that. Some were like, can you tell me about my gran? And I was like, let's talk. The scary thing was there were times that I knew stuff. They were like, how do you know that? How do you know she moved away? How do you know this? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I just know. It's all flowing out of me. But some would love that. And then others, like my friends, are probably like, Rachel, we don't need to talk about this. It's like, so boundaries. And, you know, we cringe at different things. And it's a crazy, crazy thing. It's a crazy thing. And yeah, it can haunt you when you think back. You're like, who did I offend? What did I do? But yeah, some kind of rock bottom cringe therapy would be nice. But maybe you need a bit of help. Maybe you feel like you've had no closure. Maybe you're too embarrassed. If you've had any rock bottoms, I want to encourage you that you're not alone. Even if it's not been a mental health thing, it could have just been severe stress and you've, I don't know, whatever it is, you know your story. Maybe you're afraid, too embarrassed to apologise, you're afraid to get in contact in case you trigger someone. Or I remember sending an apology back in 2020 to someone and I was like, oh, this has to be done. And I wasn't really expecting a reply, but I had a lovely message back and it just said, look, you know, you aren't well. Shows a lot about your character that you've written this and I really appreciate it. And I was like, right, I'm expecting a curt response if any, but I get a compliment. And it makes you think that being brave and reaching out can be an amazing thing if the apology is sincere and you yourself, you are yourself when you write it. I don't think you can ever regret that. But maybe you just need a bit more healing time or a bit more time. Or maybe you've been blocked, you've been ghosted. So that's a tricky one. Do you just let things lie? Maybe you could write a letter of apology and then burn it and have a little apology ceremony or whatever you need to do, or bury it in the sand. But if the cringe is just for a silly thing, nobody's been hurt, then I want to encourage you to take yourself less seriously, because life really is too precious. It really is, guys, and it's too short. And, you know, I was booked for a speaking event this week and I asked, always ask people where they find me. She said, oh, it's through your website. She said, after reading your reviews, I knew you'd be just the lighthearted fun that we wanted. They were looking for cringe, basically. And they want to let their hair down, not take themselves too seriously. So the event's in 2025 and I told her, I'm sure I'll have made some mistakes that we can laugh about between then and now, just hopefully none that hurt anyone, which means staying healthy and happy. And I want to encourage you that every single day that you wake and you feel healthy and happy in yourself, that you should appreciate and be thankful for your health and be thankful, so thankful for the day, cringes included, right? In a world that's built on essentially, I guess, a mechanism to deter us from behaving in ways that risk us losing status or gaining the negative judgment of others, I want to remind you that being yourself is so much more fun. And for those with the rock bottom cringe trauma, it's great that you care. But make sure you care for yourself too. Like, keep laughing and never ever stop playing. Are you still writing down your compliments? Anything, guys, write them down. I wrote one down the other week and it wasn't directed at me. It was my daughter, but I was like, you know, if you're a parent, you'll relate. Compliments about your kids are the biggest compliment. And there'd been a bullying situation. And apparently the parent had written to me to say they were so impressed with my daughter because she'd stepped in on something, and they said she's kind, she's mature, and she's fair. I thought, oh, I'm writing that down. That is an absolute beautiful, beautiful compliment. And when people take the time to tell you things, you should really savour that, guys. When our mind loves to cringe and be bad to us, really savour the compliments you get. I know I bang on about this in a half a years, but, you know, this podcast is almost 6 years old, but I want to remind you to savour those compliments. This is all about compassion, right? And rock bottom cringes are not very compassionate, are they? Because we don't want to hurt people, and it's hard. Life can have triggers, and it can encourage us to tone down who we are. And maybe you feel a bit boring or whatever because you're not being yourself. You're not expressing who you really are, and just, oh man, seizing the freaking day. So I hope this has reminded you in some way to seize the day and just, yeah, to live it. I'm sending you all my love, and let's find a song. We're going to do a bit of brainwashing, and we're going to use Nightcrawlers, Push the Feeling On, MK Dummett. No time for cringe, no time for cringing, time for cringe. No time for cringing, I've no time for cringing. When I could be dancing, I've no time for cringing. When I could be shaking my ass, I've no time for cringing. When I could be singing, I've no time for cringing. When I could be shaking my ass, you should see the looks I'm getting right now. But the girl who is slagging me freaking loves a little dance. She loves it, she's obsessed. When I could be dancing, I've no time for cringing. Right, guys, brainwash. Move your ass. Cringe less, dance more.